What's the silliest reason you've used to break up with someone? It's 99.7 DJX. Pickle jars and jars in general were the root of one couple's demise.
That is still so bizarre. Like, he just refused to stop. I mean, he would temporarily not do it, but then it would always go back to him just screwing on the jars, the lids to the jars too tight.
Matthew texted in, a friend of mine split up because he had a messy room.
Okay.
The messy room was the deal breaker there.
Wow.
Bailey said one word, allergies. Yes, that's right. I found out he has a peanut allergy on top of being allergic to pets and grass, all things I love. So I'll be over here eating my peanut butter and jelly while sitting on the lawn petting my cat.
Wow.
Sorry, bye boy, LOL.
Oh my gosh. That's savage. I mean,
too much.
Can't help that.
Too much.
Dang.
Lisa said a boyfriend once broke up with me because his parents told him to. So there's that.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Silliest reason you've used to break up with someone. Jenna, he wrote me the most vomit-worthy love poem I've ever seen.
Oh, come on now.
It wasn't even cute, just a little stalkerish. I'd only been dating him about a month at that point, and that was when I decided I was better off single for a while.
So maybe just a little too soon in the relationship.
Too much.
Maybe.
Too much.
Maybe. Oh, Kevin. She bit her fork at dinner every time. Couldn't handle it. Bit her fork.
It's like, you gotta stop.
Okay.
Stop what? Stop. Like
Just,
what?
Just eat the food. Just bite the food.
Yeah. What's the silliest reason you've used to break up with someone?
Oh my gosh. Jaden, I drive a Toyota hatchback. My girlfriend's friend said it was a broke guy's car. And it meant I was broke.
Oh, no.
So she ditched me as I went to pick her up.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
That is a silly reason. Greg, she had a lot of friends, but none of them were female. All I saw was a long list of potential rivals.
Oh, all right.
All right. So he had to break up with her because she had a lot of friends who were guys.
Just guy friends, yes.
Yeah.
And said, no. Nope,
interesting.
They all have to have ulterior motives. I don't need to deal with all that.
Well, he may not be too far off, but still.
Oh, wow. Bill, I wasn't ready to marry her yet. We had been dating a month. She's like, where's this going?
Where's this going? I need to know.
The clock is ticking.
I mean, how old are you at this point, Bill? Are you in your 40s or are you in your early 20s? Like, there can be a difference there.
It could make a difference.
Kelsey said we were already doomed, incompatible, and on borrowed time, but I owed him a hat. So we visited a street market and he picked out one of those crocheted Rastafarian hats. The end.
And that is it. She was that, like, is my cue.
That's the one you,
you
want.
You have
Go
your
buy.
Hat and I'm out.
That's
and
right.
We're even and I'm out.
That's right. Let's settle this. I'm just going to get you that Rastafarian hat and then we can
we're
be
gonna
done.
Close this
then we're
going to
close this chapter.
All right.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, Dave. There were other reasons too. But when I tell the story, the straw that broke the camel's back was she didn't like the movie Shrek. That is one of my favorite movies. And once I found that out, bye-bye.
Oh, wow.
Bye-bye.
What do you mean you don't like Donkey? Shrek, Fiona.
I mean,
the dragon.
A cinematic masterpiece.
What
you
about
don't understand
the gumdrop
that?
Buttons?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
That's funny. All right. Good stories. Thank you for that. Silliest reason you've broke up with someone on 99.7 DJX.